Edmonton, Albertans go to the polls on Monday. Here's a look at some of the promises announced by the two major parties. United Conservative Party. Create a new tax bracket that would deliver about $760 more for everyone making more than $60,000 a year. Those making less would see a 20% reduction to their provincial tax bill. Extend the pause on the provincial fuel tax, with savings of 13 cents per liter at the pump, until the end of 2023. Put into legislation a guarantee not to increase personal or business taxes without approval from Albertans in a referendum. Contribute $330 million toward a new National Hockey League arena project for the Calgary Flames. Follow a public health care guarantee that no Albertan would have to pay for a doctor out of pocket. Introduce a 25% discount for seniors on personal registry services, camping fees, and medical driving exams. Bring in the proposed Compassionate Intervention Act, allowing people with severe drug addiction to be forced into treatment. Dedicate $80 million over 4 years to get recreation facilities built in rapidly growing communities. Alberta New Democratic Party. Ensure every Albertan has access to a family doctor, hire 4,000 more healthcare workers, and create 40 new family health clinics. Cover the full cost of birth control, including oral contraceptives, copper and hormonal intrauterine devices, hormonal injections, and the morning after pill. Provide more support for schools by hiring 4,000 new teachers, and 3,000 educational assistants and support staff. Create a new tax credit to spur investment in areas including clean technology and critical minerals processing. Bring back the RapiTac program of elite aerial wildfire fighters that was cancelled in 2019. Table the proposed Eastern Slopes Protection Act to ban coal mining projects in the Rocky Mountains and surrounding areas. Raise the corporate tax rate to 11% from 8% to increase revenue. A fully costed economic plan predicts a $3.3 billion surplus over 3 years. Reconvene the legislature this summer to pass bills to lower costs for Albertans, close the door on the province quitting the Canada Pension Plan, repeal the UCP Sovereignty Act. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 28, 2023. The Canadian Press.